Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On May 14th, the United States officially moved its embassy from Tel Aviv to the capital of Israel, Jerusalem. By moving our embassy to Jerusalem, said Special Advisor to President Trump, Jared Kushner, we have shown the world once again that the United States can be trusted. We stand with our friends and our allies, and above all else, we have shown that the United States of America will do what's right. And so we have. In taking this action, said Mr. Kushner, the United States has chosen to strengthen the bond between the U.S. and Israel. This bond is forged through shared history, sustained through shared interests, and immortalized through shared principles. The United States stands with Israel because we both believe in freedom. We stand together because we believe democracy is worth defending. And the United States stands with Israel because we know that it is the right thing to do, declared Mr. Kushner. Israel proves every day the boundless power of freedom. This land is the only land in the Middle East in which Jews, Muslims, and Christians, and people of all faiths participate and worship freely according to their beliefs, said Mr. Kushner. The United States remains committed to lasting peace and is prepared to support a peace agreement in every way that it can, said Mr. Kushner. We believe that it is possible for both sides to gain more than they give so that all people can live in peace, safe from danger, free from fear, and able to pursue their dreams. The United States recognizes the sensitivity surrounding Jerusalem and continues to call on all parties to maintain the status quo of Jerusalem's holy sites. As Israel turns 70, the search for lasting peace turns over a new leaf, said Mr. Kushner. I believe peace is within reach if we dare to believe that the future can be different from the past, said Mr. Kushner. It will not be an easy road, and it will be filled with difficult moments and tough decisions. But if we dream big, if we lead with courage, we can change the trajectory for millions from hopeless to boundless.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.